girls tennis here. Lady Beaver tennis team has seen their season go very swiftly as they will have a couple more meets coming up. There'll be another JV meet, I believe, coming up tomorrow, and then the league on Monday at home, and regionals also next Friday. And Scott said we're going to talk to a couple of the tennis players. Whoever wants to take the headset first can pick that up, and we'll talk to you. We're going to start off with a senior here to lead things off, and Erin Massaglia, I say that right?
Yep.
All right, good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Well, thank you. I've been practicing that, so, you know, working that in well. But you've had a pretty fun senior season. How would you describe your season so far?
I would describe it as definitely fast. It went by very fast, but fun. Also, I've improved a lot during this season, and just overall a very good season.
That's good. And you're playing number two doubles. And I know we had your partner on last week. And who is your partner again?
Taylor Kane.
That's right, Taylor. Yeah. And have you guys been able to work together so far this year?
We've been working together really well. It's taken some getting used to because I think this is the first time we've ever played together. And so we really had to work hard to figure out each other and our moves.
Yeah, yesterday you went to Ellsworth, and I think you guys had a pretty good day there.
Yep, yeah.
How would you describe your day yesterday at Ellsworth?
We did very well. We went 2-for-1. We won 2 and lost 1. It was a very challenging day, very long day. We only played 3 matches, but it still felt like it took a long time. But the competition was good, and we were able to win a couple.
That's good. And how confident are you guys as you have progressed through the season?
How what?
How confident are you?
Oh, we're decently confident. Mm-hmm. There's always that little nervousness before mm-hmm. the match, but that's normal. But, yeah, we've been able to really feel confident in winning and playing our game.
All right. What's been your favorite part of tennis?
My favorite part is probably just going to the meets out of town and just kind of team bonding with each other and playing on the court. It's just fun. Yeah.
All right, Erin. Thank you for the time here, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, Erin Massaglia joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to talk to our next guest here. She's going to get the headset, and I know she's making her debut on the show here as well here this evening. And Brylin Lopez joining me here. How you doing?
Good.
All right, and what grade are you?
I'm a freshman.
All right, first year out for tennis, of course, being a freshman. What made you decide, I'm going to do tennis?
I've always liked tennis, but I've always played other sports because we didn't have it in middle school. So I was just thought it'd be fun to try it.
All right. And it's obviously it paid off. You've really enjoyed it here. And what have you learned the most out of your first year?
A lot.
All right. Well, what are some of the new things that you've learned along the way?
Be patient with other people and you All right. can't always win.
I know. That stinks, doesn't it? I mean, you're like, I'm supposed to win all the time, right?
No.
Oh, okay. You probably played a combination of singles and doubles, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite?
Singles.
All right. What maybe separates singles from doubles for you?
Well, I like being independent and, like, not having a partner to depend on. So it's a lot easier in singles.
Yeah, and you get to cover the whole court, don't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah.
All right, what's been your best meet this year?
Yesterday's.
Okay, where'd you go for that?
We were in Scott.
Man, now you've played a lot of home meets this year, so you kind of got the whole home court memorized, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, now are you done with the season then?
No, I play tomorrow, and then I'll be done.
All right, and that'll be at home too, won't it?
Yeah.
All right, but what's the strongest suit or what's the strongest thing about your tennis game?
I don't know.
Serving, returning?
Returning. Sure.
All right. Well, hopefully you've had a good season. And Brylin, thank you again for joining me. Good job, and good luck to you in your last meet tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Brylan Lopez joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to get to talk here with Coach Cheryl Kachari, because Scott City has been pretty busy. The home courts will be occupied a lot over the next couple of weeks here, and we'll recap a little bit with Garden City and in Ellsworth. And Coach, starting off a little bit Saturday at Garden City, tough meet there. You took, I think, a couple teams down there, varsity and JV, and that's a great experience for 12, 13 of your kids there that were able to make the trip down there. And how'd you feel like your team played overall down at Garden City?
Yeah, I thought we played great. We played placed fourth, our varsity team did, and the JV team, I think, placed seventh or ninth, something like that. And so that's not bad for them. I mean, they had some wins, not, you know, didn't go home completely defeated. You know, our number one doubles, of course, when we play there, we're not into number ones and twos. Everybody is ones. And Tatum and Madison played fantastic at that meet and placed third overall out of, you know, 27 entries. I was very impressed with their play.
Man, you can't go wrong with that there. And because those are, it's kind of like a bracket you would see for state.
It is. And you know, that's, it's tough because when you lose that, depending on where you lose, you know, you might only lose once during the day, but only end up finishing ninth or 17th or something, and that's kind of hard to understand for your first time when you're out there playing. But you know, those, all those wins are exciting. But the girls all stepped up. Mallory had a good day, you know, she took fifth, and so that was a great meet.
Well, then fast forward here to yesterday. You took the varsity to Ellsworth there, and you know, that's a pretty tough meet there, especially those top two teams. They're pretty stout, and you guys placed third as a team. How did you feel like the team did yesterday up at Ellsworth?
You know, Adam, it's tough when you get set in a vehicle for 3 hours, and then you get out, you warm up, and then you set for another hour and a half before you play. So that we came off, I thought our first round we were kind of flat, but then and it's, you know, it's not really, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the fault of the girls, it's just you know, tough there. But they got out then that second round and started playing a little more onto their what we're expecting from the girls.
Yeah, third place finish overall as a team, and a pretty good effort there. But do you feel like that your team is playing their best tennis right now?
I think with some of them, and hopefully if they play like they did on Saturday, that's that's the team we want to go into Monday for GWAC and then Friday at regionals.
Yeah, I can't believe that. It's all at home, too, a Monday league. This is going to be pretty competitive league tournament. I just think of the singles players. man, that is loaded. I don't know if I've ever seen it that loaded before.
It is loaded. I mean, the three top seeds have all been to state. Two of the three have placed in state. And so it's going to be a good meet on Monday.
Good test for state.
Yeah.
Or for regionals,
I
guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't want to get ahead of myself, but, you know, that's the
ultimate
goal.
Hopefully we'll be there
right?
The following week.
All right. Well, it is Coach Cheryl Kachari joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again for the time, Coach. Good luck to you guys here through these next few meets.
All right. Thank you, Adam.